Little girls made the maker. The maker made the man. Man made the problem kid to claim it by his hand. And the apple picking young ones, Caesar having been packed away, run from the flies and locusts. With fax machines they come their way. Cause there are problem kids playing in the big time show. Yes, there are problem kids running the big time. They make it hard to get to know.
Hello, friends. This is Blaise Bonpain with World Focus. I just don't understand. When someone commits a singular murder, they are liable to receive the death penalty. And when our head of state plots the killing of countless civilians, we are supposed to recognize him as a statesman. Indeed, organized crime is much more selective in its murders than our own government. Even organized crime usually plots the killing of one person at a time. Organized crime has rarely supported indiscriminate killing. Where is the moral compass here? Certainly not in government. We're pleased that the Catholic bishops of the United States have sent a letter to President Bush opposing any new war in Iraq. And congratulations on the three great ads placed in the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, this week by Americans Against War in Iraq, Not in Our Name, and the Office of the Americas. Congratulations to Medea Benjamin and Diane Wilson for communicating with War Secretary Rumsfeld and trying to bring some rationality to his false, deceptive, and murderous banter as he spoke to the House Armed Services Committee. Friends, the War Secretary told lawmakers that Iraq poses the greatest threat to global stability. The statement is absolutely false. He forgot to mention the threat of his own country to global stability. The war mania of Bush and Rumsfeld will manufacture 1 million new terrorists. This is what is happening when people are unjustly oppressed. Take the case of Israel and Palestine. One side has an air force. One side has one of the strongest military forces in the world. One side has military bulldozers and has used all of these weapons against a people with no such armaments. The Palestinians began with street demonstrations, then continued with slingshots, and now they are tragically engaged in suicide bombings. This behavior is entirely predictable as people see their teenagers shot, as they have their homes destroyed because of alleged crimes of their children. Instead of getting the message of history, our mindless leaders are imitating a failed policy. Instead of learning from the contemporary disasters in Israel, Palestine, and Afghanistan, we plan to repeat them on an ever larger scale. Frankly, I don't think the planet is sustainable under our current militarists. The administration tells us that war will liberate the Iraqi people. No, bombing Baghdad, a city of 5 million people, will not liberate them. It will kill them. And what is the motivation of the Bush people? One of this week's three great national ads stated the following: war will take our minds off the bad economy. War will distract us from the health care meltdown, the raids on Social Security, the assault on the environment, the corporate scandals, and the destruction of our civil liberties. And unfortunately, war frequently leads to the reelection of incumbents. We must stop the war with Iraq before it starts. Historians will not forget the ineptitude and deceit of Rumsfeld, who could state that Iraq looms as the world's gravest danger. In case you don't know it, Mr. Rumsfeld, Iraq is in ashes. It has been devastated by 11 years of endless bombing and a murderous embargo on its most vulnerable people. The real threat is from our chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, not from Iraq. Everyone knows that if Iraq fired one such weapon, it would be eliminated from the face of the earth. What Mr. Rumsfeld has done here is an insult to the intelligence of every U.S. citizen. There's not one shred of truth in the statements he made at the Armed Services Committee. And to add insult to injury, we have to observe the Democratic Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle, to assure his cooperation with the Bush administration. Let it not be said that the people of the United States did nothing when the government declared war without limit and instituted stark new measures of repression. After Medea Benjamin and Diane chanted, "Inspections, not war," at Rumsfeld's hearing, the war secretary said, "Of course the country that threw the inspectors out was not the United States. It was not the United Nations. It was Iraq that threw the inspectors out." You are wrong again, Mr. Rumsfeld. It was the UN's Richard Butler who pulled his inspection team out of Iraq in December of 1998 to clear the way for a U.S. bombing attack. Let us not allow the watching world to despair of our silence and our failure to act. Instead, let the world hear our pledge. We will resist the machinery of war and repression and rally others to do everything possible to stop it. There will be meetings or rallies at local offices of U.S. senators and representatives beginning on Monday, September 30th. You can call 323-852-9808 for information. After some relevant music, we have some wonderful guests, Dr. Gilbert Granados and Dr. Dan Schaefer from UCLA Harbor Hospital, together with Don White, the director of CISPES.
They oil the machinery. They rob the hourglass of sand. And their partners, they are making legal pills to make you nod. Sanity elixirs. They'll call them the body of God. When there are problem kids playing in the big time show. When there are problem kids running the big time show. They make it hard to overthrow the big time show.
Welcome back. This is Blaise Bonpain. Yes, there are problem kids in the big time show. The permanent war economy is already killing people in Los Angeles County. Today, we are very privileged to have two very accomplished physicians from Harbor UCLA Family Medicine, Dr. Gilbert Granados. Welcome, Dr. Granados.
And
Dr. Dan Schaefer. Welcome, Dan Schaefer.
Thank you for having us, please.
You know, and instead of just asking you guys a lot of questions, I would really appreciate it if you would just give some statements on the crisis in healthcare in Los Angeles County. So I'm just going to turn this over to you, Dr. Schaefer.
Thank you, Blaise. It's an honor to be here today.
Thank you.
We're here today to say that we are in the midst of a crisis of priorities, a crisis of priorities in which unchecked greed has taken us down a path that allows for spending billions of public dollars to bomb and destroy other countries in the name of power and greed, when at the same time we ignore the basic needs of our own citizens. A crisis of priorities that values human domination rather than human life. We are here today to assert two messages. Number one, we do not support a war on Iraq. And number two, stop cutting the County of Los Angeles healthcare system. The reality is that dropping bombs on other countries is equivalent to dropping bombs on American citizens. Bombing and destroying human lives in Iraq is directly related to the loss of human lives here in Los Angeles County. We need to stop wasting money on war and start investing money on human lives, on the human lives of our citizens.
Dr. Granados.
Yes, well, I would just like to kind of round that off to say that one of the reasons, or the reasons why we have a budget crisis in Los Angeles is multifactorial. First of all, Los Angeles County is a county that has one of the most or the highest number of uninsured. We have over 3 million uninsured Angelenos in Los Angeles. And this is because many people work in small firms that do not offer health insurance. And second, the county disproportionately funds the Department of Health Service in a very small manner. So that overall the county doesn't have a budget deficit, but the deficit is at the Department of Health Services. And third, the funding that comes from Washington and from the state is continuously being decreased. And because Washington has basically washed its hands of us, we find ourselves with a budget deficit of close to $800 million. And that's why we have the situation that we have here. And it's really an impending disaster. It's a public health disaster that's going to happen here. The people, our elected officials, felt that one of the ways to solve this budget crisis is simply by slashing and burning parts of our healthcare system. But in the end, this is only going to become a public health disaster with people like our children becoming sick because they're not going to be immunized. Our middle-aged people are not going to be detected from having high blood pressure or high cholesterol, and they're going to ultimately have heart attacks because their blood pressures weren't controlled. Our older people who have diabetes and who have congestive heart failure, they're going to run out of their medications. They're going to become sicker. They're going to show up to the emergency rooms very, very sick, or they're going to show up in full cardiac arrest, and people are actually going to die. I mean, this is not something that you can just easily tell people, well, why don't you go to the next clinic? There is no next clinic for these people. And so this is something that it's going to affect all of us. And I think the last thing I want to touch about is the fact that many of our emergency rooms and our trauma centers can close down, and we all rely on these trauma centers because if we're in an accident, we need life-saving treatment, and we need it in a time-urgent manner. And without these trauma centers, your chances of survival from a serious accident are very, very small. So,
Dr. Schaefer.
You know what, Blaze? I mean, they're calling this a budget crisis, but I don't think this is a budget crisis. I think this is a crisis of priorities. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I mean, we've been saying for a long time now that healthcare is a right. It's not just a privilege of the a privilege of those that have the money to buy it. We think that healthcare is a right. And the problem that we're in presently here in Los Angeles County is a result of our elected officials not embracing that idea that healthcare is a right. That's why we're in the situation that we're in right now. And this is, you know, the richest and the most powerful nation in the country. I think that, you know, in order to really prevent the situations like we're headed towards now, we need to get that message to our elected leaders. You know, and I mean, it's an old message, and I'm sick of having to, you know, bring it to the public's ear and then have it fall on deaf ears over and over again.
This is Blaze Bonpain. I'm speaking to Dr. Gilbert Granados and Dr. Dan Schaefer, who are with Harbor UCLA Family Medicine, about the health crisis in Los Angeles County being caused by the permanent war economy and how it is already killing people.
This war economy is actually siphoning money away from the healthcare system and into this war machine that George Bush is aiming to build. And it's really going to, like Dan Schaefer was saying, it's only going to make other countries hate us even more. It's going to give them more reasons to attack us, and it's going to make us even more vulnerable for terrorist attacks here at home. And so it's kind of an oxymoron that we're fighting this war, or we're going into this war to fight terrorism, when it's actually going to make terrorists try to attack us even more. At the same time, the money that we're using to fund this war is being diverted away from our public health structure. And so if we are attacked by terrorists and our emergency rooms are no longer there, that's only going to put the public at a much higher risk. Even now, I mean, with the West Nile virus and, of course, the longstanding tuberculosis, HIV, all these other diseases that that we're trying to control with our public health care system, it's only going to be slashed even more, and we're going to have a harder time dealing with the, with these situations.
One B-2 bomber costs $1 billion for one bomber.
And that would more than make up our budget deficit here in California.
One bomber.
It's incredible.
Dr. Schaefer.
The cuts that the Board of Supervisors have already made and are planning on making more of is a topic I think we should get into, because the cuts that they've already mandated ignore the importance of public safety and national security and readiness for national disasters such as earthquakes or infectious outbreaks such as West Nile virus or other more frightening epidemics such as the impending tuberculosis epidemic, which would only be made worse by the closure of clinics and emergency rooms. The County of Los Angeles public hospital system is the backbone of any disaster response plan. And I think it's irresponsible to dismantle that backbone and place all of the people of Los Angeles in such a vulnerable position. Despite all of this reasoning that Dr. Gilbert Gonanos and myself are laying out along with Blaise von Payne, the process of gutting the Los Angeles County public health system is marching forward. To itemize some of those cuts that have already occurred, 9 clinics were closed on September 13, leaving 30,000 or more than 30,000 people without a regular doctor. 2 more clinics are slotted to close on October 1st. 4 high school-based clinics will be closed on October 1st. The funding for immunization services, tuberculosis services, sexually transmitted disease services will be drastically reduced as of October 1st.
These people in Los Angeles are victims of war already.
Oh, definitely.
Right here in Los Angeles County.
Exactly. And speaking of the clinics that were or that the Board of Supervisors is aiming to close, all of the high school clinics are slated for closure. As a matter of fact, we staff one of those high school clinics at Gardena High School. And these high schools, well, first of all, I just want to give a little background. High school students and adolescents are a very vulnerable population. They, first of all, seldom see the doctors, mm-hmm. and they very much need to see the doctors because they're not saints, and so they're having sex, they're mm-hmm. contracting sexually transmitted diseases, they need birth control. They need screening for physical exams, they need sports physicals, they need counseling. High school clinics are a very efficient way to deliver healthcare directly to the adolescent without the fear of confidentiality being broken. And high school students love these high school clinics. They are not only a great way to get at the teenagers, but they're a very cost-efficient way of providing very badly needed healthcare to these high school students. For example, the high school clinic at Gardena, because it is staffed by our physicians at the Department of Family Medicine, its operating budget for the entire year is only $115,000. Now, I was just talking to a couple of my colleagues at the pediatrics department, and they can attest that it would cost one bad pregnancy outcome if that baby was a premature baby, if that baby had to go to the NICU, it would cost between $40,000 and $100,000. And that's just with one bad outcome. And so by preventing our teenagers from getting pregnant in the first place, from preventing premature births, it more than makes up for the cost of running these clinics. And also, when you affect these teenagers at this point of their life, you're actually affecting their entire trajectory for a successful lifetime and for all the years to come. So this is when you want to make an attempt to change the course of these kids.
This is Blaise Von Payne. I'm speaking today with 2 physicians from Harbor UCLA Family Medicine, Dr. Gilbert Gonanos and Dr. Dan Schaefer. We're talking about a disaster in Los Angeles County that is being caused by military spending and the permanent war economy already killing people in Los Angeles County by the closure of these clinics. Yes, Dr. Schaefer.
I mentioned above a number of cuts that have already happened. I want to make the public aware of a number of cuts that are impending if these cuts continue down the path that we're headed and if money isn't found. High Desert Hospital is projected to be closed. 100 beds are projected to be closed at LACUSC Medical Center. $20 million is to be stripped from King Drew Medical Center. And 212,000 patient visits annually are to be cut from the public health sector. Deeper cuts, if money doesn't come in, would be the closure of one comprehensive health center as well as other clinics. Closure of Olive View Hospital or downgrading it to a clinic. Closing Harbor UCLA Hospital and downgrading it to a clinic. And when we plead with the Board of Supervisors to stop making these cuts and start investing in the health care of the people who elected you. The county health care system needs more money, not less. Our system is already overwhelmed and running beyond its capacity. The people who are losing their clinics will be forced to go to the other county clinics or to the emergency room for primary care. The ER and trauma services will be overwhelmed. Patients will be forced to wait more than 6 months for a doctor visit. People with basic medical needs need to go to the doctor. And, you know, people that have blood pressure problems and high blood pressure problems, like Dr. Granados was mentioning, need to see their doctor about every 3 months. We'll be forced to practice third world medicine if these cuts continue. Patients would also be forced to go to private hospitals and private emergency rooms, and they don't have the capacity or the interest either to take care of these patients.
We must not let the Board of Supervisors off the hook. It's not enough for them to say the money isn't in the budget. They have to aggressively go to the federal government to get the money that is needed by the fifth economic entity in the world, the state of California, one of the richest places on the face of the earth, is having people die because these clinics are closing as a result of a permanent war economy and a permanent war on the world.
And I think one good way to do this is to contact our supervisors. And we actually have some quick numbers for you to call your supervisors, and they're very easy to remember. The prefix in all these numbers, first of all, they're all in the 213 area code. The prefix is all 974. For Gloria Molina, it's 4111. For Yvonne Burke, it's 2222. For Yaroslavsky, it's 3333. And for Kanabi, it's 4444. And for the 5th District's Mike Antonovich, it's 5555. So this is one way that you can contact your supervisors and let them know how you feel to try to get them to overturn their previous poorly thought out decision.
Well, I'm just extremely glad that you both have been with us today. And I think that our listeners should know the seriousness of this situation, that this mania for war has taken us to a place where we're incapable of delivering health care without a disaster in Los Angeles. With a disaster in Los Angeles, we could do nothing. As it is, each day is something of a disaster. Any further comments from the two doctors?
I mean, what I'd like to talk about a little bit is what can people here in Los Angeles do? How can people get involved? What I think we need to do is take a stand and, you know, draw a line and demand that our public officials stop these cuts and start finding new avenues for funding. There are many ways, you know, that people can get involved and help encourage our leaders to do that. I'd like to talk about a couple of those and encourage people to get involved. The first one is supporting Measure B, which is a measure that's going to be on the ballot on November 5th. Measure B is a ballot initiative that'll be on the ballot, like I said, on November 5th. And it's a parcel property tax that would be 3 cents per square foot, which comes to about $42 for a 1,400 square foot home. It's estimated Measure B would raise about $168 million, and that all of that money would go directly towards maintaining the current emergency and trauma services of Los Angeles County. A $42 investment that would help keep the trauma system available to every member of the county who may require trauma services after a car accident or an earthquake or, God forbid, you know, an act of terrorism. So register today. The number is 1-800-345-VOTE. That's 1-800-345-8683. And then vote for Measure B on November 5th. You know, you can also tell your elected leaders, the Board of Supervisors, to support Measure B. Tell them that you expect them to campaign for Measure B, and you expect them to invest money in helping Measure B pass.
Well, we hope our listeners will hear that. The upcoming Measure B for Los Angeles County will be on the next ballot. It's extremely important. For information on it, call 1-800-345-VOTE. Vote. Any further thoughts on this, Dr. Granados?
Well, I think that there's also some other things that we can continue to do. And there is a bill, a Senate bill, Senate Bill 807, which basically adds on another $200 surcharge to any offenders of traffic violations that are reckless driving, speeding, and drunk driving. And that bill sort of seems sort of like a user's fee because it's mostly these individuals that end up getting into serious accidents and utilizing the trauma services. Mm-hmm. And this would definitely support our trauma system by raising about $25 million per year. So that's another thing that we can all do is vote yes and try to get the Senate Bill 807 passed.
You know what, Blaze? I mean, that's $168 million from Measure B and $25 million from Senate Bill 807, which definitely need our support. But together, that's not enough. As we mentioned, 2005, 2006, there's going to be an $800 million budget deficit. We're not even at $200 million with these two things, so that's not enough. We can't, you know, we need help from the federal government. We can't save this county system without help from the federal government.
All of these things sound like pennies to me.
Mm-hmm. They are.
They sound like pennies when you're talking of $400 billion wasted on basically what is trash, what is useless junk that is going to kill people.
Right.
And it is not helping anyone. And to me, this is really an obscenity that's going on here, that the health of our people is suffering because of a mania for war making. This is not acceptable.
You know, you mentioned earlier, Blaze, that one B-2 bomber was $1 billion.
Yes.
It's interesting the coincidence. In 1995, when we were in a very current, you know, in very similar situation that we are in right now, the federal government invested $1 billion in the County of Los Angeles healthcare. Mm-hmm. It was the bailout that we got in 1995 when President Clinton was in office. They're saying that they're giving us $0 now.
They refused any bailout.
Right.
Well, we have to insist that we get that.
Yeah, I mean, it sends a simple message, doesn't it, that we're spending our money on bombs now than human life.
It certainly does. I think this is one of the most gross examples of the disaster that is being caused. Not only the people that will die in Iraq if these addicts of war have their way, because they have threatened 60 countries in the past year. They seem to be losing their minds. There seems to be a psychosis going on here, and I'm very concerned about it. And I'm so extremely happy to have a voice of reason from Dr. Gilbert Granados and Dr. Dan Schaefer, who are here with us today from Harbor UCLA Family Medicine. I'm just so grateful to both of you for being here.
Well,
any final word? We're almost out of time.
Okay. Well, I think that you're absolutely right. I think that, you know, we really need to – I think Americans really need to think critically about where the United States is going, where it puts its priorities. And I think that this country really is upside down. I think that we need to really turn the direction that this country needs
absolutely
to
have. Absolutely. Dr. Schaefer.
You know, we hope we've convinced you that that we're in the midst of a crisis of priorities, you know, a crisis in which human lives are both here and abroad are being disregarded in the name of greed and the misuse of power. We need to step up to our responsibility as both American citizens and world peace-loving human beings. We need to abandon the tired old war system and explore and adapt peace systems that are based on conflict resolution through international diplomacy rather than military might.
Can you imagine that? We have to do it, doctors. Our future depends on it. The planet depends on it. Thanks so much to both of you for being here, and we'll close with some wonderful music about problem kids in the Big Time Show. They're referring to Washington.
This might be a judgment, and judgment might be lame, but the gavel and the dollar should not be the same as in the big time. They make it hard to overthrow the big time.